This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Bachelor Happy Hour. Got my girl Becca here, my new co-host.
We're very happy right now.
We are happy because I feel like the people have been asking, right? Mm-hmm. We may have heard from him just a little bit on the podcast. He called from a distance, but we have him in studio today. Would you like to tell them who him is?
We have him in the flesh, everybody. And we know that he's taken time out of probably the busiest schedule of his life. But we needed to hear from the man himself. So, of course, we have Bachelor Peter. What did Jerome call you? Bud?
Bud.
We got Bud in the room.
Pete, whatever you want to call him. He is here with us today. And we are so excited because, you know, everyone and their moms have been talking about night one, all of the girls, all of the drama that went down. So we are going to hear from him. We have a million questions, but we have to hear it from the man himself.
Yeah.
So thank you, Peter, for being here.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Thank you so much. We're ready.
I am very excited to be here.
And I feel like we've been catching up a little bit behind the scenes, so I'm sorry you didn't get it all. But we have so much to cover.
Yeah.
A lot that we unfortunately cannot get to today because...
I'm going there. We're getting there.
Gotta have my mom bring some Cuban food here, right? For some dinner, yeah?
Well, we've been just waiting for you to come back to us, right? Like, you finished your season, you've been in the sky. We've been waiting for you to come back here so we can not grill you, but just question you. We've kind of feel like two big sisters because we've gone through this before.
I can feel that, yeah.
And we know what it's like. This time is so exciting, but so scary.
It's a very weird phase. This time, I mean, your life is literally going to change. It's going to be rocked upside down. We can tell you from experience what to expect, but it's going to be so different for you. And this is the time when it's exciting and the show's just starting and you probably can't wait to share with the world everything that happens, but you can't. You have to stay silent. So I will say this is probably, you should hopefully enjoy this time because it's about to get crazy.
It's about to get pretty crazy.
You need your you time. I mean, I know from experience, I just wanted to hole up and be with my family and at that, you know, at my point with Garrett. So we're hoping, fingers crossed, you have someone special to share this quiet time with until the finale.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for you guys all to see it. It was honestly, it was the two most amazing months, insane months, hardest months of my life, but I'm so happy I did it.
You give look happy. You do. Yeah.
You do. I feel like you're always smiling.
I am. I'm always happy.
It's a little brighter. Give me your top three words to describe your overall experience.
Top three words. Let's see here. I'd say surprising, emotional, and love.
Oh, is that a little tidbit?
Three positive words. What else do we expect from Mr. Weber?
Peter, I would have said exhausting. I like the way
that
you're
extremely
brain
exhausting,
works.
But it was so worth it. 100% worth it.
So coming in, I mean, it's such an exciting time, you know, to find out that you're the Bachelor. It's huge, and you're humbled, you're honored, you're scared. You kind of don't know what to do with yourself because it's such a surreal experience. But coming in, what was your biggest fear to start this whole thing?
Yeah, I was obviously, just extremely humbled to have this opportunity. And I just remember when I actually found out that it was going to happen, just all this excitement just completely was overflowing with excitement and just in my head trying to have all these expectations of what it was going to go like and if this was going to work. And I always knew it was going to work. I had that mindset going into it. Just that's the way I've always been. But I think my biggest fear about it was possibly just falling for someone that for whatever reason wasn't into it for that. That's obviously that exact reason that I was or didn't fall for me as strong as I fell for them. Because when I was going to do this and I decided to do it, I was going to give everything to it.
Yeah.
And I remember that first night, you know, with all the ladies in that first toast, like that's what I told them. And I said, you know this works. Believe me. Like I just finished, you know, an amazing journey. Yes, it didn't work for me the way I wanted it to. But I'm here to tell you it 100% works if you give yourself to this. And I just ask for you to do that right now. Tonight, make a promise to yourselves and to me that you're going to do that because I'm going to give you everything. Mm-hmm. And I guess my biggest fear was maybe that I ended up with someone that didn't do that.
Yeah.
But
I would say it's a valid fear. You
rightly
know,
so.
Like,
oh,
didn't
yeah.
you have that fear? Because you know you. Mm-hmm. You know what you're giving, but you're kind of in a room full of strangers. You know,
yeah.
Beautiful strangers, I might add. But
right.
you don't know if their intentions are the same. And
right.
it's so scary. And you're alone. You know, you can't phone a friend, phone family. You can't do a Google search, background search. You really just have to trust your gut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, you went through Hannah's season. You lived with however many guys. And you saw firsthand some guys were there, quote unquote, for the right reasons and some guys who weren't. And of course, I'm sure you knew some women were going to be the same. Like some would be there for you. Some probably necessarily wouldn't.
Right.
So it's a very scary thing, giving all of yourself to something and just like hoping for the best. But you have no idea what to expect because you don't know these women yet.
No, you don't. That's a very real fear. And on top of that, as the season went on, you know, obviously stuff inevitably comes up and you hear stuff, you know, certain people start talking about certain people. But one thing that I didn't necessarily realize was going to be so hard being on this side of it is, you know, obviously you're not in the house and you're not with them every day when the cameras are rolling, when they're not rolling. You only see that person putting their best foot forward and their, you know, their best face and telling you pretty much what you want to hear, especially in the beginning before you really get to know them. And then stuff started coming up and that was one of my biggest struggles, having to deal with how to kind of like weed through that and who I could truly trust and who I couldn't. And I'm hearing one thing from one person and the exact opposite from the other person. And I'm not in the house to actually do my own due diligence and own kind of like just feeling it out. That was very difficult for me.
How did that make you feel? When people would come up to you and tell you what was going on
I
in
hated
the house.
It.
Yeah.
I absolutely hated
it. Or complain
that.
To you. It's like, you've got a few minutes with me. Can we make the most of it? Yeah. I know that.
I could not
irk
stand
me.
That. No.
And I will say, so there's so much you don't see being the lead. I mean, you're only going off of what people are telling you or what other people are telling you about someone else.
Yeah.
Right.
And I will warn you, even watching your season back, you're going to see so much more that you missed.
I had no idea it was even going on.
Yeah, totally. And it's like, yeah, sure, somebody will mention something here and there, but you'll watch it back and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have known this sooner, or how did I miss this? And that was one of the things for me personally, watching the season back. I loved it and I hated it at the same time, because there was a lot of funny parts that I was like, dang it, I missed that. And then there were parts where I was like, shoot, I wish I would have known that like 3 weeks prior to this. So it'll be, you know, as much as you lived your side of things, it's going to be very eye-opening watching the next couple weeks go on, because I will say, going into whenever you have your women tell all, you'll have some new points to probably talk about.
Yeah.
I'm sure so, I will.
For
yeah.
sure. So that first night happens, and yep. which I think is one of the most fun nights, right? Like, you never know who's going to pop out of
all
the limo
excited,
or whatever
yep.
or whatever they come out of. You get to meet all these new people, feel all this new energy, and they're there for you.
Yeah.
And it's exciting, and it's wild. That mm-hmm. There's nothing like that night. But the rose ceremony, your first rose ceremony, you're on the other side. You mm-hmm. see the secrets behind the closed
so
doors of how everything is
how
laid out
down.
And how you call names yep. and all that good
stuff. The rose and the
pauses. It's very technical.
Yeah.
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 You get it all. And it's like, oh, this is what it's
learning
like. You're finally on the other side and you yeah. see back rooms in the mansion that you've never seen before.
So true.
Now I'm forgetting my question because I'm so into like,
with the rose ceremony.
Rose ceremony,
yeah.
was that... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, was that the first night, was that what you were most nervous about, or were you more nervous to meet the girls, to have the conversations, to get to know them, to kind of see the ins and the outs of how it's all run? Like, what was the part that was most nerve-wracking and that stood out to you the most?
I definitely had a fear of letting go of someone that first night that I really could have clicked with
mm-hmm.
and like it could have just been fireworks with, because mm-hmm. obviously you only get first impressions are huge, and then you know you get maybe a 10-15 minute conversation and you have to really kind of be sold on that person to at least give them a chance to really get to know them, you know, in that quick bit of time. That was a fear. I remember like leaving that first night or I guess morning, because it goes so late, just really hoping, I hope I didn't let go of anyone that, mm-hmm. you know, really could be my person.
So did you go off of gut instinct then?
I did.
Yeah.
And I trusted myself that first night, just like I did the whole time. And I felt good about my decisions, but.
You know, I thought sending people home the first night was the easiest thing, because
really?
I was like, I don't know you.
But you
so
didn't, you
I,
didn't,
I didn't
think,
feel,
you didn't wonder maybe what if. With,
there were too many other people
that's
there.
That's true. You can, yeah.
So
you're right.
It would. After that, it became extremely hard because I had more conversations. But I do want to know, and Becca, chime in, because I don't even think I've asked you this question either, but they come out there for you. Did you think you already knew who you wanted? Or like, who was your top person?
Yeah.
Same.
Yep.
Did you think that?
I wrote in my journal that night, and I had 3 or 4 guys that
Oh. When you just met them at the limo, did you already kind of have it? Not, I'm talking before any conversations.
Oh,
because I'm going
like when they're just when they open the door and they're
yeah,
just walking towards you.
Yes, before
I still answer is still yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I literally blacked out that entire time.
I blacked out, but I didn't black out on the one that I was really into.
Let me take my answer back, because I will say this, because Garrett stood out because he didn't come out of a limo. He came out of a minivan and he was just like wild and crazy.
That's right, I remember
so
that.
He did stick out. And then he's one of the guys that going into that night I wanted to talk to. I was excited to see again. And then I just liked him more after that.
Did you give him your first impression, Rose?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One thing for first nights that I personally got a lot of flack for was sending Joe home. Grocery store Joe.
I heard about that, yeah.
And, okay, I have my reasons. I mean, he's a great guy. But since
see, that's why I kind of had a fear right there.
Yeah, so since we're now into, you know, we've seen the first episode, do you think there's going to be any female versions of Mr. Grocery Store Joe?
I honestly think, like I said, I'm going to get a lot of flack, obviously, being the pilot. They're... one of the flight attendants, she came in a full-on flight attendant getup, had
the
most
original.
Amazing. No, but I loved it. Like, I'm really surprised
well,
I kind of set her home.
Obviously not. Did you sit her home?
But at least like the opening, I was like eating it up. I'm like, this is freaking awesome. And she's like doing her whole spiel on like welcome aboard, like flight bachelor 24 or something like that. Like did her whole thing.
Peter, she did no work. She does that every day.
I guess.
But
yeah.
Did she bring you a Biscoff cookie? Because then you should have kept her.
No, she didn't.
That's why
she did not. So that was my reason.
I mean, honestly, I think I would want to stand out. And if I was coming, I get the windmill stuff. That's going to happen. I'm sure we'll have heard it one too many times. But a flight attendant's like, I see this all day, every day.
I know,
at least put on like a Halloween version of it where it's sexy or something. I mean, I'm going to take the scarf off and wrap it around his neck, spank him with it. Put something, like something to spice it up. Started.
If Rachel's ever on the show again, we know what she wants, guys. Okay.
I'm just saying, it's something you see every day.
You're right. I don't know. I still appreciated it, but
so did you feel like you had to get rid of the flight attendants? Did you have to get rid of those girls, the flight attendants, to not live up to a stereotype? Are you sick of being Pilot Pete, first of all? I should ask that.
I'm not, no, because as much as everyone else is probably sick of it, but I love flying. That's me, and that's always going to be me. That's just my number one passion, my first love for sure.
But when that's all people know you as.
Right, that, and there's so much more to me, obviously, than just being a pilot. And hopefully,
and a windmill.
And a windmill. that stuff, you know, everyone will be able to hopefully learn a little bit more about me throughout this season. But I didn't do it to kind of get away from that stereotype, and it's kind of funny because a little bit later on in the season, I get a surprise that I didn't know about. Has a little bit to do with this, and it was actually really well done. I definitely appreciated it.
You took a flight with the flight attendant, didn't you?
No, I got rid of the three.
No, wait, I know, but
a little
in the
bit
future,
to do with what?
With the flight attendant.
With the one that you sent home.
No, none of the three that I sent home. Okay. So there was three flight attendants that I knew about the first night, and I sent all three of them home. But later on, there's a fun little.
I like her already.
There's another pilot.
I like, see, that's what I'm talking about. Some originality.
Somebody it was
owns
good.
A jet plane.
She's already my favorite. I don't care who she is.
Definitely appreciated
my
that.
Favorite. See?
That was cool. And the way she does it and delivers what she does is just so perfect and has me on the edge of my seat. I'm like, whoa, what?
Peter, then, I will say you're getting me very excited to watch the season.
No, it's good. There's a... definitely very entertaining.
Okay.
Do you feel like after the first, because the first rose ceremony is exhausting. You're up all night. It's the morning. People cry. You know, people are shocked and all. And did you feel emotional, though? Like, did you get emotional sending anybody home after that?
The only time I got emotional was the beginning. I got emotional on my toast. I remember walking in and, you know, all the ladies are there. They all stand up and they raise their glasses. And I mean, that's like the first real, for me at least, the first real moment. Like, oh my God, this is
it's
real.
It's humbling because you have all these girls here for you.
Exactly. Yeah. And just like, it was just, I'm getting like goosebumps right now even thinking about it. I was just so much gratefulness, just my entire body, that's what it was. And just so appreciative to have this moment and to realize that, I remember saying like, I hope this is, you know, the start of the greatest love story ever. Like, and I really believe that.
Aww.
And just knowing that we were all on this together and about to embark on it. And I was so excited for it and just so happy to be in that position. And so thankful that I got emotional there. I didn't get emotional at the end though.
I could see you having all that emotion. Like, yeah, you're all on, like, you're pouring your heart out. You're being so vulnerable. And then some little bitch says, can I steal you for a second? And then the whole thing just starts.
And then it begins.
Yeah, it was. Then it begins.
So we know, obviously, you were nervous. I think I was shaking in my little heels.
Sure.
I was so nervous. And I'm sure you could sense the girls' nerves, too.
Mm-hmm.
How did you help them throughout the night? You know, feel at ease so they could kind of give you a glimpse of who they are? Because that was the one part that I was like, you know, you have to be making these quick decisions. You know, obviously, you only have a few minutes with everyone. So it's like you want to try to get to know them as best you can without this front on. So how did you kind of put them at ease and help them out throughout the night?
Honestly, for me, so I've just always been kind of a physical person. Like, physical touch has always been a love language
of
mine.
Hello.
because I remember I was just, you know, just as nervous as them. But I think just, it was like a small thing. I remember like I tried to like at least, you know, touch her leg or grab her hand and just like hold it and just like kind of just like give her, you know, that confidence that I wanted her to feel to be able to just be herself and kind of relax and just, you know, I remember multiple times I just like would talk to them like guys, how cool is this? Like, this is a crazy first night we'll never forget. Like, this is just so amazing. I'm so happy that you're here. Just, I don't know, just not trying to make the moment too big. Obviously, it's very nerve-wracking for them because they kind of have this pressure. But I don't know. I think, in regards to like just the small little physical touches and just trying to not make it too big of a moment.
How'd you pick a bow tie? You know, you send little Carrie into a tizzy.
I had to fight for that.
I know you did. Yeah. You made Carrie upset probably.
Carrie's not a bow tie fan.
He wasn't too mad about it. There's some other people that I had to kind of get the approval on to sign off on it. But I don't know. I've always loved James Bond and like the whole like that whole suit. I've never worn a tuxedo like that. Like the whole slim fit, custom fit tuxedo. Yeah. I remember the last time I wore a tuxedo was at prom and I wore my dad's like tuxedo. It was just really big and never fit me well. And I was like, I just want to wear a tuxedo and like go all the way. And I fought for that bow tie and I loved it. I'm not normally the dude, and I remember going into it, I'm like, there's a chance maybe I don't even kiss anyone.
Peter, you threw Hannah all over the place on her season. You were definitely going to be kissing some girls that night.
Yes, but okay, to be real, this actually is to my point. With Hannah, I waited a while to kiss her, and it was a long time.
So it's pent up aggression.
Yeah, so for me, I've always been a person that when I'm really into someone, I think it just comes from me being, you know, I was really shy when I was younger, and I didn't talk to girls for long. It was really hard for me to. I just always been that way, and I've always waited a while to kind of make that first move, like with kissing. And so I kind of had this like, okay, I'm going to do this for the first night and see how it goes. But then Savannah comes up to me and, you know, she does this little act with me and puts this blindfold on and like, you know, does this, you know, thing like starts like massaging my body or something and then goes in for the kiss. And she did it. And I was like, all right, there we go. Like I kind of got the whole mindset.
The seal's broken.
Yeah, seal's broken. Okay. And here we go. Like I didn't have.
Fuck her up.
I wasn't waiting for that first kiss again. So I kind of, I don't know, like I was feeling it with them. So I went for it.
First impression, Rose. Because we've all been there having to give your first impression, Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you give your first impression, Rose, to Hannah Ann.
Yep. Hannah Ann.
Hannah Ann.
Not just Hannah, Hannah Ann.
Hannah Ann. Yep. Okay. Why did you decide to give it to her? Because I know this is going to be a little bit controversy because you gave it to somebody who stole you 3 times. What's up with that? I know you like physical touch.
That's honestly part of the reason.
Do tell.
I love that. So Hannah Ann was someone that that girl knew exactly what she wanted coming into this and never let me question that. And I literally mean that from the beginning. She was the first person to steal me away for the first conversation. She was the first kind of normal kiss, not from like the first, entrances. And just, I mean, we clicked immediately.
I'm going to say something. Don't get mad at me.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're
going to
say.
We've only seen one episode. But you know who Hannah Ann reminds me of in the way you talk about her? Everybody say it with me now. 1, 2, 3. Luke P.
No, not even close. Not even close. Don't even go there.
I'm just saying.
No.
Listen, he took initiative.
She was intentional, but not like, no, that's different.
She was maybe intentional, not manipulative.
You know him outside of all of that. You know him past the first episode. I'm only talking about first episode. Yeah. We didn't know he was like that. First episode, it was like, wow, he's really into this girl. He knows exactly what he wants. He is very intentional in exactly what he wants to do, and she feels it as well. That's the same way. I'm just saying, we've only seen one episode.
Okay. Disagree, but that's fine. But Hannah Ann, she brought me up. We went to like the couch. She had drawn out this beautiful painting for me that she had drawn with her dad. Immediately starts going into like about her family and how important her family was to her. And it just like, she's so not like that.
I believe you. I'm just saying there's a lot of similar. I'm talking only first night.
Yeah.
Please, everybody, don't judge me. I'm just talking about I have no idea anything else about Hannah Ann.
And
just
I get that.
First night.
And maybe, you know, you saw Hannah Brown, you know, really take a liking to him that first night. And
I think we all did the first night. You didn't know anything else.
You didn't?
You saw him on a date.
I did see him
on
the date
first.
I'm
not just only keep it in context
like just that
of the first night.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know, being that kind of forward and showing that
person.
No,
it wasn't. Just the first night is all I'm talking about. Nothing past that. Because I had a lot to say about him. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I hope she's not like that.
We'll have to see how it all plays out.
We'll have to see.
Hannah Ann. So I know for Bachelorettes, well, the streak is not broken, but we were very good at choosing our final person who would give the first impression rose to. So who knows? Maybe Peter will follow in our footsteps again. We will have to wait to find out. Did you?
Oh, you mean with like choosing the
person. Did you choose?
Did you choose your first?
Well, so at the very end of it, I ended up falling.
He chose Hannah.
You might as well practice with us before you have to go tell somebody else. You know, I'm just saying.
No, I yeah, I don't think it's gonna get out, and I'm hoping it doesn't. So
I hope it doesn't too. I want to be surprised. I don't want to know again. I think I said this to your parents last week, but I want to be very unspoiled this season. I will probably be wrong because I'm always wrong.
Yeah.
In most things. But yeah, I want to be very surprised at the end and see it all unfold.
I think that at the end of the day, that's what everyone wants too. Like, I hate this whole spoiled now type world that we live in where everybody just wants to like enjoy it. That's
I'm
why
only
you
gonna
watch
be
it,
upset
you know?
If you don't pick anybody. Like, I'm like, Peter's gonna find it. If anybody does, Peter does. That's the only reason I'm gonna be upset.
If I don't,
if you don't pick anybody, I'm going to be upset.
I would not be upset because as long as you're happy and if no one was there as your perfect fit, then that's okay. Keep being an independent man.
I can't, no. I cannot imagine that Peter doesn't find his person.
No, he will. I think he will.
Yeah, and I can't.
And then we now have someone to triple date with us. So.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
We're coming over to your mom's
house. Well, if I like her, okay? If I like her, let's just be clear.
Then she can come over to my mom's house for
Cuban dinner. Our family dinners can get very intense if Rachel doesn't like you, whoever it is.
This could be weird.
The first night is so wild. It's so crazy. It's so long. Do you think there's anything you would have done differently? If you could.
Maybe not kiss so many women. But no, honestly, I made a point to talk to every single one. And I didn't want, because I know sometimes that doesn't happen just because of straight up time. So I was really happy I was able to do that. Honestly, no. I really wouldn't change anything about that first night. Mm-hmm. I really wouldn't.
I will say I did hear from some of the producers who I still stay in touch with that they really appreciated the fact that you pushed to talk to all the girls. And I think that's a testament to you.
I did too that night. Good for you.
It's hard. So it's not easy.
At least you know who you're sending home.
I did not. I was so tired by the end that I was like, I'm fine.
I was a zombie at the end of that. But
well, do you know what? And I want to know if you guys thought this too. When I was going through it, I thought, never forget what it feels like to be a contestant, to be on the other side.
The sacrifice that you're making to be there.
Yeah. And it's like, even if you're exhausted as the lead and you're just like, oh, again, and you've had all these conversations, that person's been waiting hours, days at sometimes to have a conversation with you.
Absolutely.
And I always remember thinking, just put yourself, remember what it was like. Mm-hmm. Just muster up enough energy just to give them something.
That's not easy, but
no,
totally
it's
worth
not.
It, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys are making me feel like crap down here now. Dang it.
How many did you not talk to?
Well, okay. I talked to most people. I think there was four guys that I didn't talk to. I will say though, one I did not care to talk to.
Oh.
Who, and I won't say his name, but
we won't remember. Who
he
was
gave
it?
Me he came out of the limo and he's like, I want a relationship, or he's like, how do you feel about a 50-50 relationship? And I was like, great, that's what I want. And then he's like, what about 60-40? And then he like took a step away from me, making me do more of the work.
Did
and
they
I was like,
air
this? Yeah. And so I did. I actually said I didn't feel the need to talk to him. But
well, he wasn't memorable. Oh. I have no. I watched your season. Obviously, I have no idea who this person is. You sent him home the first night.
Yeah. So I want to backtrack a little bit. So your night one, you meet all these amazing women. Well, hopefully amazing.
Yeah.
And then Hannah comes out, and she's the last girl out of the limos. What is going through your mind in that moment? Like, I feel like my stomach would have fallen out of my butt.
Yeah.
I would have been, I honestly probably don't know what I would have said.
Yeah. I remember the last girl come through, what I thought was the last girl. And then one more limo comes. Didn't know it was her though. And then I like look a little closer and I realize it's actually Hannah. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, I really honestly, I did not expect for her to show up that first night. Mm-hmm. Maybe sometime throughout the season, but not that first night. That was a complete shock to me. And then, I mean, yeah, I can be honest, like, it's all good. Whether I should have or I shouldn't have, I probably started getting a little more excited. I'm like, I thought maybe, you know, she was coming for.
What
else are you going to think in that moment when she's walking up?
So, yeah, and I would feel, and Rachel's saying, we would feel the exact same way. You'd get that, like, the little butterflies of excitement.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, she gives you the wings back.
Right.
Says sayonara. And then the group date, you know she's going to be hosting it.
Okay, you guys have to realize, like, I went in because she was, like, very emotional. I didn't just go to catch up with her. She was, like, crying like crazy. And so I walked over and I see her and she's, like, mascara everywhere, just, like, crying. I, like, try to go comfort her and talk. Sure. And then I get emotional and just stuff just floods back to me.
Of course.
And at that point, I felt like a jerk doing it, but at that point, I didn't have any feelings for any of the girls yet. She was just honestly there to host a date.
And I believe that.
It was going to be a surprise for me. I didn't know what the date entailed. I just knew she was going to host it. And so I told the girls that.
But as a lead, and you can vouch for me on this, when it gets down to those final people, you all, like, they pull on your heartstrings in a certain way.
Yeah. And, like, in our talk, I call her out on that because I was prepared at AFR to, like, give it a shot. And I knew there was a chance for The Bachelor and I was going to say no to the show. Anyways, what I was saying how that whole conversation kind of ends or why I even give it another chance was I called her out because at AFR when I saw her for the first time after the show and then we kind of like had a brief like just saying goodbye to each other off camera, just like caught up. She said that she had actually moved out to close to where I was living. I was like, no way. Like, mm-hmm. let's meet up. We had agreed. I honestly got excited at that point. I was like, you know what? Maybe this isn't over yet.
Yeah.
I had felt like some chemistry with her on stage, to be completely honest. And I remember my family and I, we flew out to New York that night. We were going to go for this for a couple weeks just for vacation. And was really excited to like pursue something. And then that next night, I remember watching the second episode of AFR with her and Tyler. And she asked Tyler out. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And so then I was just like right there. I'm like, done. All right. Over it. I'm moving on. And like, because it hurt. Like, I was not expecting that.
I get that.
And so then I called her out on that. I was like, why the hell did you do that? And so then we just kind of, everything just came out. And to answer your question, yeah, it obviously broke my heart to see her in that way. I had never kind of, I didn't know that she still felt that way for me, to be completely honest. And I wasn't DMing her. Like, apparently she said that, you know, her and Tyler had been DMing that summer before, or that summer. So, yeah.
When she cried, what did she say her tears were based on? Like, what was the emotion behind her tears?
She just was pretty much expressing to me that obviously she had been through a very difficult time, obviously, with how her relationship ended with Jed and just how difficult being in that position it is. And now I've seen it going through a whole season. It's insanely difficult, as both of you know. And she just was being very honest with me that, you know, she wishes she admitted to me that she made the wrong decision. Like, she told me that. Mm-hmm. And
with Jed or with Tyler? Do you get why I'm asking? Because we know with Jed, but then she essentially chose, from the story you're telling me, she essentially chose Tyler as well.
Right. Yeah.
So did she explain, which was it just a general statement?
She explained to me the whole Tyler thing was apparently they had been DMing a little bit. They had been talking a little bit. And I just hadn't. I had never reached out to her. I was waiting to see her at AFR, and that was the first time. And
because you followed the rules.
I mean, yeah.
That's, see the good in people.
No, that's what I did. But again, I know that she had something really real with Tyler as well. And so I can't get mad at her for pursuing a relationship there. The part that pissed me off and that hurt me was we had talked about, and maybe I shouldn't have gotten excited about.
No, you should have gotten excited. No, you should have. It makes all the sense in the world that you would get excited over that. Like, honestly, it does.
And it's flattering, I would have too. You know, like, I will say we're all human, and there's a point when I'm sure we've all felt an ex at some point comes back, and you feel like it's kind of an ego boost. So I get that. You know, of course, I think that's a natural human feeling and emotion.
Okay. I guess I am just like, listen, we met before and I told you that I explained to you, I was like, listen, you're going to see in the media that I was a big advocate for Mike for Bachelor and explained to you why I was doing it. And I wanted to get ahead of it before I sat down and I talked to you because I wanted you to know where I was coming from and that it wasn't anything personal. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with you. Yeah. I have said, you know, you read the clickbait, you don't see that. If you dive into the article, I have spoken very highly about you being a great Bachelor, and I really think that you are. And having talked to your parents last week about you and learning who you are, and even sitting in here now, like, now I am a huge advocate for you. So I feel protective over you. So I am
getting mom and Barry over you.
I can feel it. Well, no, I was not expecting, like, this. I love this.
You deserve somebody who wants to give you exactly what you want to give them. Mm-hmm. And I'm, well, I guess we no, don't. I guess we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah.
But I hope that, you know, you realize that through your journey.
I did.
You know, whether Hannah joins or not.
So obviously sure. we left the first episode knowing, you know, Hannah came out of the limo. Hannah came back for the first group date to host it. Are you, and I don't want you to give anything away. I feel like the next episode is going to be very juicy. but were you able to kind of bounce back from that emotional conversation with her?
Yes, I was. I won't give anything away of how that whole conversation ends or what happens after that. But obviously everyone, you know, can, you know, assume that I had to go confront the other women that I was on a group date with at that point. And not gonna say it was comfortable. It was definitely uncomfortable. There was definitely some anger coming from them, and rightfully so. But what I will say is, going into that after party from that date, while I was really uncomfortable and they were just being really honest with me, I appreciated them calling me out on what they did and expressing their feelings to me and not holding back. And in a way, I think allowed me to almost get closer to some of the women really early on, just with them being able to be so open and just raw and honest with me right
away.
That's
gotta suck though, because I think my first couple group dates that I had, I mean, it's still, you're still getting to know people, it's, you still get nervous, it's just a kind of an uncomfortable situation, and to add this tension on top of that,
it was super awkward.
I feel like I would have been dreading it.
Yeah, and I didn't intend to. That was never the intention.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
There was supposed to be a full-on date that day. We obviously didn't get to do, and stuff just happened. But just for anyone that maybe thinks that, I don't know what they're thinking about, Hannah and I, but that was a really real relationship, and those were real feelings, and stuff came up, and, you know, feelings came back when I saw her there. And I don't know. We both kind of just followed our heart in that conversation, and but you guys will see what happens.
I know it was tough for the girls on the group date to be there to witness all of that. And, you know, it's tough. You know, you're in this place where you don't really know what's going on. You don't trust anything. And to see that on the first date, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to have been the girls that weren't on the date. And I'm at home, and all those girls come back, just angry little birds, and are just like, let me tell you who was on the date. And I'm just like sitting back with popcorn, I'm so glad I wasn't there, because, you know, you're upset when you find out you're not on the date. Then you hear about that date,
that's,
and you're
like
glad
date
I wasn't
on
that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel, you leave us hanging, so we have no idea what happens next week, but do you feel you got the closure that you needed out of that, out of that conversation with Hannah?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Yeah. And everything that happens from that point on, I feel really good about.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. So night one is over. You now know that you have your entire exciting season to look forward to. Is there one thing that you wanted to make sure you avoided throughout your season? Something that you wanted to maybe do differently from Hannah's season, or that you just knew going into you did not want personally for yourself to happen?
Well, I guess because I was asked a lot before the whole show started or season started, like, what do you want to be remembered for? Like, you have, you know, Colton with the wall, and then Hannah with the windmill, and, you know, so what's Peter going to be? And I remember like taking offense to that, and I was like, I swear to God, like, I hated getting that question. Like, I don't want to be remembered for any of that stuff. All that I care about is I want to hopefully at the end of this, be able to give everyone that watches the show and has fallen in love with the show an opportunity to live, you know, for these 2 months vicariously through my journey and my love story, and kind of fall in love and throughout watching that. That's all that I cared about being remembered for.
Good answer. Who the fuck wants to be remembered for an inanimate object? a windmill and a fucking fence.
But I got asked that all the time. Like, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't care about that. I just want, you know?
And I will say, I think there's such a split now for people. They're like, do you want to watch for a love story? Or do you want to watch for the drama? And I think, I feel like I follow you, and I'm sure, Rachel, you can attest to this. I went in being like, this is my life. I want to find a partner to share it with. Like, I'm taking this so seriously. like, I'm all in to find my person if he's here. I didn't care about the drama. And yes, people can say I had a boring season, but I didn't care about all the BS. Like, I wanted to find my person.
Right.
And so now it's like, of course it's a TV show. You want people to have their moments and you want to rope people in and the drama. But like, for me, it was about the love, which I love that you said that. But now it's such a split vote, I think, for people.
It truly
like,
is. Yeah. I get you need the drama. And it's at the end of the day, it's a TV show. It's entertainment, of course. But also, yeah, this is our lives. And I think all three of us went into it with the same mindset.
Yeah.
And I think people forget that along the way. Like, yes, to them, it's a TV show and it's like an object for them at times. But it's like we're also humans. And at the end of the day, we have to live with our decisions. And we want, you know, it's a big thing to say yes to being the Bachelor and Bachelorette. And so we want to find what we were looking for. And that's not the drama, but that's the love.
Exactly.
And that's what everyone listening, please keep that in mind. Yeah. All the future people.
So that being said, we saw episode one and a lot goes down. So what can we expect for the next upcoming episodes? What is it going to show us? Drama? Love? Give me a negative word.
I never got a break. Honestly, something happens every single week.
Really?
And it got to the point, like, it was very exhausting. And it was like, I was okay, this week, something, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Smooth sailing. Nope.
Yeah.
You then I split my forehead open. Nope. Yeah. And then it's just just something every single week. So
we're going to get good TV, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
I want to just know one thing throughout your season. Did you ever forget someone's name to their face?
The first night. So this girl.
After that. What's the most. Okay, let me backtrack. What's the most embarrassing thing that happened?
Good question.
On your season?
Oh, boy.
Besides your forehead.
The fall.
Besides the forehead, that's pretty embarrassing. Let me see here. Shoot, I'm on the spot now. I got to think of this. I'm looking at some of the dates. I mean, I don't know if it was embarrassing. It was like awkward. A lot of exes come back that need, like, not even just my exes come back.
Oh,
they always get the exes in somehow.
But then also my exes, I had multiple exes come back on this
come
season.
On. Come on. Come on, Bachelor franchise.
How many exes do you have? You have Hannah. How many more are there?
Wait, another one that I hadn't seen in like years.
Peter, according to your parents, you didn't break out of your shell till what, your senior year of high school?
Yeah.
And you didn't really talk to girls. Well, I shouldn't say not talk to them, but so how many exes are we talking here?
I mean, yeah, that I broke out of my shell at senior year. I got my first girlfriend because she came up to me and talked to me first. And I don't know. I guess I've had like four or five.
Okay.
Well, sounds like they're all on the show.
No, you're so two of them have been on the show. 29 on top of
I know.
That.
That's true. Yeah. 29 more.
Or maybe more. I don't know.
Or maybe 30. Who knows? But let me think about that. The embarrassing one. Embarrassing story.
I want something juicy that
I'm trying to
you can talk about
locations.
That won't give anything away.
I have a question, and maybe this can be it's not embarrassing, but maybe juicy. I've been saying that, you know, of course we had to talk about the windmill, blah, 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 whatever. I've been saying, if I was a girl on Peter's season, and I make it to the fantasy suite, if he doesn't do it at least four times with me, we have an issue. So my question is, surely we know your season is ended.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do we set another record?
Okay, so
does anything beat the windmill?
Nothing is gonna come out. I was not the person that vocalized any of that last season.
I said nothing.
And I am not gonna say anything about this season either in regards to intimate stuff in a bedroom.
Okay.
Or who said a bedroom? Shoot, last time it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Or just fantasy suite in general.
I just want to know: were you embarrassed when she said that four times?
Tell the truth now.
I was not expecting it, but back in the summer, I was hanging out with Demi and Luke. I remember Lucas. And it's funny because it was the first time I'd actually met Demi, and she just was like, you know, I love Demi. She just brought it up. She's like, man, Hannah was like really talking about you and like talking you up. And I was like, yeah, I don't know why though. She said twice or something. Like, I don't know where that came from because it wasn't twice. It was like a lot more than that. And that was that. I had that conversation. And then when she said it to me on the air, on AFR, when it was all live, I was like, holy shit. She actually like corrected herself. Like, yeah, that's the truth. Like, I didn't know why she had just said, you know, the twice before. But I wasn't, I don't know. I honestly, for whatever reason, I've never been someone that like can get embarrassed about like sex or talking about sex. And even I know my parents were there, and that's, I guess, kind of weird. But
I think it did you a favor. Yeah. I think a lot of people are kind of like that when they see you, they're like, okay, he's kind of Ben Higgins-esque, who's this straight lined person.
Yeah.
You give that same vibe as well. That's a compliment. I'm just saying that. But then to hear that you got all rowdy and wild, and I'm sure there's some things we don't even know about.
I got that Cuban spice.
And listen, I'm married to a Colombian. I get the Latin. Listen, we have a great old time. Okay? Yeah. I'm just saying. But you know what's up? I do, Peter. But I think that it like kind of gave you a little credibility, like kind of like street cred, to hear that, ooh, he's a lover. I think it did you.
I'm very passionate.
I'm sure some girls came on being like,
well, 12 times. Yeah. I think it gave you like a boost because it was like, oh, there's this other side of Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was a mystery.
At first it was like, whoa, but then it was like, okay, Peter, 4 times. Like I said, if I had been one of the girls, that's one. All right, so tell me when you're ready for 2, 3. You want to take a nap?
Rachel's keeping tally on her hand. This is happening.
I'm not kidding. I would have been like,
you guys going to dish your fantasy suite secrets at all?
What you want to talk about?
I broke a headboard. I've talked about that like multiple times.
No way.
My mom was not pleased that I told that on TV. But
you didn't tell. We saw it. The
you
headboard
saw it, yeah,
was
there was
broken.
No getting away from it.
And I remember
it
saying
also
wasn't
this is the one like in the treehouse stuff?
Yeah. In Thailand. It was a great time.
During the time I didn't really talk about mine out of respect. Like,
when no, you, that's honestly you I am up, a guy. Yeah.
When you end up with a person out of respect, you don't talk about a lot. But I mean, I have.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something else though about the credibility that it gave you. Oh no, I know. I was gonna turn into something else. So I think a lot of times, and when we talked to your parents, we talked about this too. They're watching from afar. Mm-hmm. You go off and you do this journey. But they're also having to hear family members and friends come at them with, did you see this? Did you hear this happen? And Becca and I both talk about how our moms are in the comment section. And we're like, mom, please just stop. You know, don't read the comments. But there is, you know, if you're going to accept the good, you have to accept the bad. And there are all these negative things. And I just want to wonder how you took some of the things that came out before your season. You know, I already threw myself out there. You know, I was one of the people who was a proponent for someone else.
Right.
And, you know, we talked about that. But once you were chosen, how did you feel and how did you overcome hearing, getting some of that negative attention or just negative media about them, the franchise choosing you as the next lead?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. To be 100% honest, and this may really be a boring answer, I was just way too distracted with being the most excited, grateful dude on this entire planet and just realizing what was awaiting me in the next couple months that it didn't matter what came out, what negative thing came out, how many people thought I'd be the most boring bachelor in the world and didn't want me and wanted, it didn't matter. All I cared about was exactly how like excited and how ready I was to start that middle of September and just get it going. Like that truly was the only thing that mattered.
And that's all that should matter.
You shut me up.
No, okay. I'm just being real.
Should we move on?
No. One more thing. Speaking of comments, I have a gift for you. I was given this when I became the Bachelorette from one of my producer friends. I'm going to pass the torch and give this to you.
What?
Just, you know,
read what it says.
Never read the comments.
Yeah, it's wait, a keychain. It goes on your keychain.
That's some good advice right there.
It's a good reminder. So you keep it for yourself.
You,
oh, maybe
so
give
nice,
it to
Becca.
A special lady. Who knows?
Yeah, but, that's awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I will take this advice
but
for sure.
Really, never read the comments.
Never read the comments. Yeah. They're not healthy. Mm-mm. Yeah. I mean, I get it. Everyone has an opinion.
Yeah.
And you will read them. Okay. Like you will.
We're
sometimes
humans,
I still even do mm-hmm. at times. It just happens. But just like don't let it consume you or define
you. To be completely
you know
honest,
though,
like I'm not gonna lie, I've read comments too. I kinda like getting like the really bad ones. I actually like I don't know. Get some type of enjoyment. Like, wow.
Like the,
you really dislike me that much.
Yeah,
like,
really,
that's crazy.
The really, really terrible ones, I will say, like, they kind of get me going a little bit where they're so funny in the sense where it's like, how are you as a person even typing this right now? It's like,
right.
I always say, you know how Jimmy Kimmel has this mean tweets? I was like, I want to get everyone from Bachelor, a contestant, to like give me their worst tweet or comment and like idea. Make like you a bathroom book over it.
Nah, you don't want mine.
Oh, yeah.
Mine are way too personal.
But honestly, do you guys notice too? Like, all it has just been keyboard warriors. I have not once had one person in real life come up to me and say something negative.
Everyone
like that.
Will come up to you and be like, oh my God, you are my favorite bachelor. I love you so much. And no one's going to say to your face, you were just mediocre, dude. Like,
right.
No one will say anything like that to your face.
So all that stuff
have
is just like,
have you ever called? So sometimes I'll write them back. Like if it's just something like so off the wall, like usually if it's something racist, right? Because I get a lot of that. I'll write them back and then they'll say, oh my God, my sister got a hold of my Instagram.
Are you kidding?
That has happened more times than I can count. I really love you. I think you're so great. So many times. So if you, like from time to time, I'm like, oh really? You wrote that? Mm-hmm. Let me let you know that I saw it. And then they'll back down.
Yeah.
E-thugs.
E-thugs.
Like you could be Jesus Christ and people would be like, you're a terrible human. Like,
exactly.
It's just.
But you have the right attitude. I mean, like we all need to have a little bit of Peter in our lives.
I
as
agree.
Far as just having, you know, like while you're over there, I'm talking to me, wasting your time talking about something else and worried about that. I just became the bachelor.
I'm just too excited
about
that.
I'm about to have
that.
The time of my life,
yeah.
Meet 30, or you didn't know how many women at the time, but meet all these women who are here for me where I'm in the cockpit and I get to take control of all this. That's the way you should be. Like, why are you mad?
How could anything get you down at
you're
that point,
you're over there
right?
mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter, I will say, if being a pilot doesn't work out, you could be a motivational speaker.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Peter, from time to time on Bachelor Happy Hour, we like to play a little game.
Okay.
So we're not going to let you leave here without playing a game with you.
Ooh.
Okay. So we're going to play word association, which I love. So we're going to take turns saying a word, and we want to hear the first thing that pops into your mind, okay? You don't get time to think about it. It's just bam,
okay.
Right? Like, Becca.
Bachelorette.
Rachel.
Beautiful.
I thought you started off with that B, and I thought you were going to say bitch.
Beautiful.
Okay, here we go. That was just to give you a taste.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. I was like, okay. I'll do the first one. Co-pilot.
I don't know. I want to say Sully. He's not a co-pilot, but...
Captain
Sully? Yeah, he's a captain. He's not a co-pilot.
My brother loves him.
Okay. That was the first thing that went into my mind.
I like it.
Okay, I know what I would say for this one, but Barb and Peter Sr.
Quick.
Dancing?
Yeah.
Aww. Oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris Harrison.
Father.
Best friend.
Dom.
Aww. Well, don't tell any of your other friends.
they probably don't listen to Bachelor.
They're probably not watching this.
Limo.
First night.
Celebrity crush.
Jessica Alba.
Okay. Rose.
Not going to say it because it was the first thing that...
I was going to say Titanic.
The first thing that came to my mind was possibly the person at the very end.
That's so sweet.
Aww.
That's actually so sweet.
Say it.
You'll learn to hate red roses. Okay.
We'll try it again. Rose.
Titanic.
That was good. That was really good. Flight school.
Camarillo Airport. That's where I learned to fly.
Oh.
Neil Lane.
Beautiful diamond.
It's technically two words, but we'll let it slide.
Diamond.
Because you added in the beautiful. Okay.
Instagram.
Social media? I don't know.
What would you say?
Instagram sucks.
Sucks.
I'm not
the biggest Instagram fan, so I kind of.
Yeah, a little birdie told us that.
You don't want to be verified.
Yeah, I'm not about that. That's like not me. And I just.
All right.
It's my last like hold on not being taken over by this stuff.
I'm giving you the slow clap.
Right. I'm just being real.
All right, listen up. At this point, I'm not speaking to Bachelor Nation. I'm speaking to the Bachelor franchise. Find more Peters. Seriously. Like, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you got to find more Peters. People who don't
Everyone,
care
like,
about this
about
stuff.
It, but I'm like, guys, it's not
no,
me.
You got to find more.
I wish Peter was like, I don't have an Instagram.
What's
MySpace.
That?
Seriously. My gosh, after your first night, they're not going to talk about any other bachelors.
Oh, precious. Okay, next one. Final rose.
Chris Harrison. don't know why that just popped up.
Did you actually pull the switch and give your final roast?
There it is.
You guys, you on the most dramatic season ever.
I would love it. I'd support it.
2020.
Dateline?
Yes! Yes, Peter!
It's a fun game.
It is 2020, technically.
Oh, the year.
No.
Even I didn't even realize
better.
That.
The fact that you said Dateline makes me love you so much more. I love Dateline. Yes!
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
That's, Peter, what a good year to me, 2020.
I feel like somebody else would have been like, I don't know, 40? Like, 20 plus 20 is 40. You know what I mean? Like, I just love you said Dateline. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Last one, mansion.
It's amazing.
Oh, I don't
know. Dirty.
I would have said stinky.
Stinky?
It has a unique scent to it that, like, when you walk in, you know it, someone's it does, either going right. to cry, someone's going to come at you for some kind of drama, Chris Harrison's going to come in and, like, give some bad news.
Did you guys ever do the pool party? At the mansion?
No.
We didn't have one.
It was very cold and rainy when my guys were living in the mansion.
I didn't want to get my hair wet.
Did you?
That's why we didn't have one.
But I never got to go swimming. Like, just a bunch of stuff happened.
Hey, was the hot tub still broken when you were there?
I never got to go on this one, but on The Bachelorette, we got to go in it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What about
you know they have two hot tubs. That's for people that don't know. Isn't that crazy?
I don't
There's
know
two
about
hot
a hot tub.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of random.
Yeah, he's
but
right.
Not
okay,
many people know
correct.
That.
We stand corrected. Yes. Yeah.
I just consider that a bird bath.
Or a bird bath. There you go.
Okay, one last rose.
One last rose.
No, wait, you did rose.
I'm kidding. I'm trying to get it out.
Oh, shoot. I didn't get it either. I'm sorry. Damn it. It's good, though. It's good. It's good.
You guys aren't going to get it.
So the real question of the day is, how do we get Fried Lights and Biscoff cookies?
I have a lot of buddy passes, so just hit me up.
Okay.
It was nice, though, flying first everywhere.
Right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to tell people that because you get treated like an A-list celebrity
you
when
do.
You're the lead. You
yeah. Fly mm-hmm. I was so scared to come back and have to dress myself now after every single day.
Yeah, get ready for the real world, Peter.
Okay.
Okay.
We could keep going on and on and on. We obviously tried to get you to spill some secrets, which you won't.
Not
which I'm
happen.
Sure they're happy. Obviously, you've been through media training at this point.
Media
so you passed. You're doing a great job. But we just want to thank you so much for being here. It's been such a pleasure. Your positivity, your energy, your light, it's infectious.
Oh,
like, even for the pessimist in the room, okay? You've touched me.
Can I hear you back?
There we go.
Amen.
No,
so,
I appreciate that.
I'm just excited for you. I'm
thank
excited
you.
To continue to watch your journey. I know you are too. Becca.
I can't wait, honestly. Again, like, I know I'm trying to get all the spoilers out of you. I truly don't want to know. I want to be surprised. I want to be shocked. But I'm just excited for you.
Yeah.
And again, you just look happy. And I hope that's the case, however this ends up. But I just can't wait.
Yeah. No, I can definitely say I am very happy. And I'm super excited for everyone to watch this.
Okay.
I think they're going to enjoy it. So,
one last important question before you have to skedaddle.
All right.
Who did you pick?
You're just not going to stop. Word association, so Rose. Nah.
What if that was her name?
What if it was?
We don't know.
That's all my
we
games.
We have no idea.
You never know.
Well, we're wishing you the best. We hope you find the love that your parents have, because now that we've talked to them, we can't get enough of old Barb and Pete.
Barb and Pete.
You guys are stuck with us, I'm sorry to say. We're coming over for many Cuban dinners.
Can you cook?
I can't.
Thank God we found something wrong with him.
No, I cannot cook.
He can't cook.
Yeah.
Great.
What about
I can make cereal and toast and waffles, but that's about it.
Finally, one flaw.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
I got money, but I need someone that can help me with that. Especially after getting used to my mom's cooking.
Did you maybe find someone that can help you with that?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay, Peter, thank you so much for coming on. Becca, so happy to have you here permanently.
Thanks, Rach.
And Bachelor Nation, thank you always for listening.
Love you guys.
Ditto.
Love you too, Peter. Gosh, damn it. Peter does it again. Okay, listeners, you can head over to BachelorNation.com to get the latest and the greatest details about the show. We are the first place to announce what's coming up, so you don't want to miss it because we're going to have all the juicy details. We love hearing your feedback on all things rings, roses, and romance, so make sure you send us an email at happyhour@BachelorNation.com and let us know who you are dying to hear from, who you want to see on the show, and all of the burning questions that you have for us.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Bachelor Happy Hour. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.